From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with the First Symphony composed by Leonard Bernstein, Jeremiah, completed in 1942, based on the biblical story of the prophet Jeremiah. The work won an award from the New York Music Critics Circle for Best American Work in 1944. This performance was recorded at the Berlin Festival in 1977 as part of a year-long celebration marking the 30th anniversary of collaborations between Leonard Bernstein and the Israel Philharmonic. Earlier that year, a two-week-long Bernstein Festival was held in Israel. The work is in three movements: Prophecy, Largamente, Profanation, Vivace con Brio, and Lamentation, Lento. The third movement contains Hebrew texts from the Book of Lamentations, sung by soprano Christa Ludwig. Leonard Bernstein himself conducts the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra in this performance. Symphony No. 1, Jeremiah, music of Leonard Bernstein. In three movements, Prophecy, Largamente, Profanation, Vivace con Brio, and Lamentation, Lento. The third movement containing texts from the Hebrew Book of Lamentations, sung by Christa Ludwig. The Israel Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Leonard Bernstein. A 1977 performance, recorded at the Berlin Festival, issued in 2017 on CD by the Deutsche Grammophon label to mark the 40th anniversary of these performances. The album Bernstein Conducts Bernstein, Symphonies 1 and 2. The second symphony, The Age of Anxiety, was composed in the late 1940s, inspired by the poem The Age of Anxiety, authored by W.H. Auden. Moving on now to some classic electronic music, as we turn to Hungarian composer Peter Ötvös, we'll hear his piece Mese, or The Tale, Rövidített Változat, abridged version. Composed in 1968, the piece was conceived at the electronic music studio of Westdeutschland Radio, so many state-run public broadcasters in Europe were doing what they could to advance the cause of contemporary music in the 1960s. This is a piece for voice and tape. It's part of a 1979 LP called Hungarian Electronic Music. Mese, music of Peter Ötvös.
Egyszer volt.
Én hajlandó vagyok, én nem megköszönöm. Gejfel. Moyuru obecnie pomoduje i właśnie też dalsze.
Ki vagy?
Gay.
Hát elbújtosott a királyfi. Hát hova lett? Hát
Meshe, Reveditat Valtozat, The Tale, Abridged Version, a piece for voice and tape from 1968 by Hungarian composer Peter Utvös, conceived at the studios of Westdeutschland Radio, Cologne, West Germany. From a long out-of-print LP from 1979 on the Hungaratone label, Hungarian Electronic Music. A rare look at some of the vintage electronic compositions to emerge from Hungary in the 1960s and 70s. Though much of this work was not recorded in Hungary, much of it recorded in West Germany, Czechoslovakia, or even France. You are listening to Classics and Beyond from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with Classics and Beyond, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. That's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And you can find much more info about the show by visiting our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or streaming audio for this episode, please look for Classics and Beyond, program number 1901. We'll continue on in a contemporary classical avant-garde vein to conclude the hour, as we turn to the Arcado String Trio, comprised of cellist Hank Roberts, bassist Mark Dresser, and violinist Mark Feldman. For this release, they're joined by the members of the Kölner Rundfunk Orchestra, David de Villiers conducting. This is a piece composed for the session by cellist Hank Roberts. It's a free country, isn't it? Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a Free Country, Isn't It? Music of cellist Hank Roberts, who is based here in the Finger Lakes region in Trumansburg, New York. Music composed for the Arcato String Trio, which also featured bassist Mark Dresser and violinist Mark Feldman, along with the members of the Cologne Rundfunk Orchester, David de Villiers conducting. The album For Three Strings and Orchestra, first released in 1992 on the JMT label, reissued in 2004 on the Winter and Winter label. Each member of the trio composed a piece for this album. As I said, Hank Roberts composed It's a Free Country, Isn't It? Mark Dresser's contribution to the album is For Not the Law, and Mark Feldman's contribution is Naked Singularities. There's also a fourth piece on this CD composed by Manfred Niehaus, In Cold Moonlight, an album combining elements of avant-garde classical and avant-garde jazz, for three strings and orchestra, from the Arcato String Trio. And with that, we come to the end of this edition of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Once again, if you'd like to get in touch, you can do so by email, the address qualityradioproductions@gmail.com, and our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Again, you've been listening to program number 1901. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.